Peace, love, and chicken grease. What's going on, man? K, welcome back. Welcome back, family. Glad to have y'all, man. Wenzel and Ruff, keeping it a buck. Yes. You already know what time it is. We are the Man Cave Podcast, coming to you live as we love to do so frequently here on Anchor FM. Also follow us on Apple, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts,
Spotify,
you know, all that. So we gotta
follow us on follow us on Instagram as well. The Man Cave Podcast on Instagram.
Yes, and make sure you go like the Facebook page as well.
Yes, sir.
At the Man Cave Podcast, where you'll see our pretty, lovely faces all over it. Keeping you guys updated, man, on the most trending topics, the hottest things going on in the world right now. You know how we love to do, man. Got to keep it fresh. You know, a lot going on right now, man. It's just, it's literally crazy right now.
Yes, it is.
Just so much going on, man. You got freaking, you know, just this thing with Jay-Z going on right now with the partnership between Roc Nation and the NFL, which is a very puzzling deal. As President Trump would say, there's no more puzzling deal out there. I can tell you that right now, guarantee you. And this is one of them, man. It is, it's just advocacy. It's crazy, and it's really bolstering my mind. So getting into it, Jay-Z lands a deal with Roger Goodell, you know, the NFL, led by the man himself, Roger Goodell. And, you know, we're trying to grasp, a lot of people are coming out calling Jay-Z a sellout, a coon. There's a lot of negative around the longtime rapper. And it's because a lot of people are saying he's sold out. They're saying that he helped the NFL banish Colin Kaepernick by his comments that we'll get into. West Coast Rail, man, what's going on? What's your take on everything?
I just basically wanted to talk to the people for a second and ask, has Jay-Z lost his damn mind? I mean, is that a
message?
Is this the route we're going? I mean, Jay-Z has always been about money. He is a capitalist.
Correct.
So, the money aspect of this, I get. Now, people are saying that he helped the NFL banish Colin Kaepernick. And I'm still trying to figure out, how did Jay-Z banish Colin Kaepernick? Because Colin Kaepernick was already blackballed before Jay-Z was even thought about joining the NFL.
Correct.
So, in my mind, it kind of raises a question of, why did Jay-Z even do this deal? You know what I'm saying? Like, in your raps, you said that you didn't need the NFL. It needed you.
So if I can revert back to your initial question of how, you know, with people all saying that Jay-Z has helped the NFL to banish Colin Kaepernick, in my professional opinion, is because, you know, if you're not part of the problem, you're part of the solution, and that goes vice versa. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And I believe that, you know, that touches heavily on this situation in both ways, because in one situation you have with Colin Kaepernick, where he's saying, well, the NFL's not helping with my social injustice work, you know, so I'm a, so they're a problem for me, but they're blackballing me. But then Jay-Z coming out and saying in his statements that we're past the kneeling, we're past the on-field displays of basically, you know, not showboating, but really, you know, you trying to use your platform on national TV, using the NFL as a goat to allow you to press the issue of the injustices being done. I believe that people are looking at Jay-Z like, man, where, you know, why are you siding with Roger Goodell in this? Because it doesn't look good, man. It doesn't look good.
No.
When you look at the relationship that Jay-Z now has with Roger Goodell, him coming out basically hand in hand in the press conferences and in the media saying, basically, it sounds like, hey, we're together in this. And, you know, I'm not backing Kaepernick. We're going to go forward with the deal. So what the deal looks like to me is that And I'll let you touch on it, but it looks like Jay-Z and Roc Nation are taking over on the, not only like a Super Bowl situation for halftime shows, but through the year, most games, it looks like main performances that are going on, he'll be taking the head of that, as well as some type of, I don't know, liaison of an NFL social justice program. You know, I don't know what that spells. Right. But
I don't fucking know what the hell he can do either. No, but this whole Jay-Z, how can I put this? Jay-Z, I want to ask people this question. Throughout the years, right, Jay-Z now, as we, you know, recently found out, Jay-Z is a billionaire. He is an African-American billionaire.
Correct.
There's not that many African-American billionaires. So the fact that Jay-Z is, in my mind, the forefront of African-American, and he is a billionaire rapper, Jay-Z has never been, like, in harm's way. Like, Jay-Z is, how can I put this, man? You know, you see how nowadays with Nipsey Hussle, and once again, happy birthday to Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah, saw that. Gone too soon.
Nipsey
man.
Hussle got murdered. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was not a billionaire. Jay-Z has never been, in my mind, touched nor pressed by anybody, and he is a billionaire. He has been in, I'm not going to say he's been in cahoots, but somebody is looking out for him. Somebody is, because...
Well, Jay-Z doesn't spend time in Crenshaw either, though.
I mean, that's very true. That is true.
Jay-Z, if Jay-Z was spending, like, if Jay-Z opened a shoe store in Bed-Stuy and was there all the time with, like, light security, Jay-Z would get touched.
Okay. You think somebody just presses... I don't know. Jay-Z got a lot of respect, so I don't know.
That doesn't matter, though. Nipsey had a lot of respect. I agree. Here's the thing.
You're right.
If you're accessible, like, Jay-Z's not feeding everybody. You know what I mean? Like,
you're right.
That's not the situation. So, like, that's what happened to Nipsey, you know, was, like, that one guy that didn't like him, you know what I mean, found out he was accessible, and he got to him. Well, that's just what happened. And that's what happened with powerful people. Especially those of influence, and let's not get it twisted, people. Jay-Z is the most influential rapper.
Yes, he is.
Of probably of our time, but definitely our generation, because he's been in the game longer than any other rapper that we know right now that's active.
Yep.
And he has more money, more influence.
Yep.
Record label, everybody respects him. He's got respect. I mean, from your favorite rapper's favorite rapper, Jay-Z is the most respected rapper. And
listen, I say like this. Jay-Z, you can never say that Jay-Z don't put in no work.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z has been partnering up with a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he partnered up with Dream Chasers.
Yeah.
And put Meek on the mat with his own company.
Yep.
And he has the Roc Nation agency.
Correct.
For sports agency, you know what I'm saying? So he's been doing so much, and Jay-Z has partnered up with a lot of people, but in my opinion, I'm sorry to say, he has not been partnering up with a lot of black people. Like, Jay-Z is about money and money, in my mind, only.
Yeah, well, he cares
about that, but he is really about his paper. He's like, man, listen, I'm about my motherfucking business. I got kids to feed. So I'm sorry, Colin Kaepernick, if you're not helping, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So Jay-Z is doing whatever he can to help out Roger Goodell. And that's what I look at it as.
But what is the what's the solution then? Because the NFL
there is no solution.
Majority white, 99.5% white owners. And the social injustices not only continue to go and happen, but are getting worse. Shootings are getting worse. Police brutality, police injustices, and the way that things happen to those of the minority communities that are unaware and not properly educated of their rights as a pure human being in a simple traffic stop are being abused. So many viral videos are going around of cops that do not know the law, the basic laws of even how to approach a person or to enter a person's property. are being violated. Yep. And so I have to ask the consensus, what is the solution? Because there hasn't been one. Jay-Z signing a deal with the NFL, that, in my opinion, isn't going to affect change. I believe that Colin may have had the more impactful presence in the NFL by pissing off the right people. And because Nike did what they do, and I believe in Nike. I've been following. I like what Nike does. I like how they embrace our athletes more than any other company. And if Nike will come forth and say that Kaepernick is correct in his mindset, way of thinking, he is correct in the way that he allowed himself to use his platform, and he is correct in the pure grit that he had, and they offered him and paid him what they believed was worth in an undisclosed amount of money, giving him clothing and merchandise and percentages of their company. If they believe in him at this magnitude, that, you know, and these aren't black people in charge of Nike. Let's not play that picture. These are white people and other people of color. But if they believe that he is right in everything that he has done, then how is Colin Kaepernick a part of the problem? In my opinion, he is a part of the solution, and he has one of those, Dr. Martin Luther King moments with, I mean, the Colin Kaepernick photo of him in the original afro on the field, kneeling, you know, head down or fist in the air, whatever the case may be, is some of the most iconic things that I've ever seen in my lifetime that I did not have to go back in a black history book or look up on YouTube to be able to witness. I was able to witness somebody stepping forth and saying, this isn't right. No matter how much money you pay me to do this job, it is more important in my belief that this be heard. I believe he's part of the solution.
He might be, but I don't know if Nike wants to go ahead and do all that. In my mind, I look at it like this. Nike is the head honcho when it comes to the NFL, right? It is the creator of the jerseys, the NFL jerseys, the home and away, and the alternate jerseys that they wear on the field. They are the head honcho when it comes to those designs. And what if the NFL were to say, you know what, Nike, if that's the case, we don't want to do business with you.
They'd be okay.
And Nike, I understand they would be. But if you, the next up is Under Armour.
Right.
As far as the NFL is to go. That would boost the Under Armour's capital. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my mind, Nike, as much as you want to help social justice, it comes with a price. Now, if you want to help, in my mind, a lot of people are just helping. In my mind, they're putting $5 on some shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's put $5 on it just to, you know what I'm saying? Make sure, let them know we doing something. Even though we know we could be doing more, but we don't want to ruffle any feathers. And that's what you're going to get in this instance. No one wants to ruffle any feathers, because if you ruffle feathers, your money is going to, you're not going to generate as much money the more feathers you ruffle.
Here's the thing about Nike, though. Nike is college football. Got college football unlocked.
They got most.
There's
of
only
it,
a couple but, you know, teams are, Under Armour,
and then the Adidas is right. Also in the college football.
Professional though, soccer, so. It's a wrap. It's all Nike. International, a lot of Adidas as well, but mainly Nike, especially for the major.
Yeah, teams. A lot of Adidas. Yeah.
Baseball, there's a lot of Nike in baseball. A lot of Nike in other sports and at the high school, collegiate, professional levels. They're fine. And NFL is in a contract with Nike through 2028 and are already in talks for another 8-year extension, regardless of what's going on, because the financial details, the NFL stands to lose more money by trying to barter off and go with other companies and have to work out merchandising, releases, and try all these things that they've already done. They actually lose more money than gain if they went anywhere else. So that it's just as good for the NFL as it is for Nike.
I mean, but Nike is still not going to ruffle any feathers any further.
They can. It won't matter. You know, it won't matter to Nike one bit. Nike made it clear that they stand behind Kaepernick. They made it clear.
Sure.
And that didn't change the NFL. And that tells you money is more important to the NFL than what's right and what's wrong.
Right. You know what I mean? And it will always be. That's America for you.
Yeah, I agree.
That is America for you. If you want to affect change, you affect capital. You affect the money. Anyway, listen, I'll tell you like this. We were talking earlier, and I said, nothing comes out of black people marching.
You're correct.
When black people, I think marching is my mind. In my mind, marching is a waste of time.
Right.
I do not want to disrespect my ancestors and the people who came before me.
I don't want to say that waste of time because it meant something.
I want to say that at a time where we didn't have
everything like that. Yeah, it meant something then. But I understand. What you're saying. What was the outcome?
I remember. Yep. What was the outcome? But when black people boycotted the bus, the buses in the South.
Yeah.
That affected change because they lost money. And when you lose money, people act different. People will be like, okay, we're sorry. We'll do something else. We'll change this law because I don't want to lose that money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, black people are one of, I think, the most, we spend the most money on everybody else.
Right.
The black dollar, we don't really spend money on each other. We spend money everywhere else. So, in my mind, everybody is, in my mind, really trying to cater towards us because they know we are for sale.
Right.
We are for sale. And if anybody can come up with a great idea or the next biggest fashion or anything like that, we will buy it.
To a certain extent, we rebel sometimes.
A lot of times, man. Yeah, there's a lot of times we really do not. Like I said, the black dollar is zero. You know what I'm saying? So we don't really care about
in comparison to white money, just because it's. I mean,
there's more white people in the world.
I mean, you look at where we live in the United States of America, the greatest country on the planet. This country was founded on wrongdoing.
Oh, right off rip.
We were brought here by wrongdoing, evil. This place was completely, it's been completely breaded on evil. Everything that has come via, it doesn't matter if it's Christianity, wealth, the way that import and export food, weapons, it's all pure evil.
All of it.
And it was all brought here for a purpose, and that purpose was for pure control. And
period.
So because that has been the mindset, and this is why I do appreciate, especially me being, you know, going to school in an all black Sankofa Chile private school, where I was taught, because a lot of these kids don't know our heritage, our history.
Right.
At the first glance, especially now, you listen to comedians, you know, like Eddie Griffin, that, you know, talk about how marching didn't do anything, MLK and all this and that. But in a time where black people felt more powerless than ever, after slavery, where you couldn't find work because, you know, you weren't in our house anymore. You know, we don't want you working on my field. I don't want you, you know, doing this and that. I find somebody else who appreciates what I did for him before when you were a slave at a time where it was so hard. The marching was a symbol of power, something to give us strength and to say we're better together than we are split up. And I believe that today we need symbols like that, you know, even though it might not be as effective as how you say when we boycotted the buses. We need to find a effective way to affect change, you know.
Yes.
But if at that point in time, if you can't think of it, it's not wrong for you to still do something. And Colin Kaepernick was like, I just gotta do something. You know what I mean? And that's what he came up with, man. And I appreciate that from him. And I don't think that, you know, he shouldn't. First of all, how can it's so mind-boggling for me to envision myself. So take yourself, West Coast Rail, and say that you were working somewhere that was 98% or 90% black. Like the workers were 90% black, and then you had supervisors that were in charge of you, and a manager that was ahead of them, and a district manager ahead of them, and the head of HR ahead of them, and they were all evil, and they were all abusing power, and nobody would ever come forth to say that they were wrong. That's the position I feel that Colin Kaepernick was in the NFL, where the majority of the NFL is black players with a black union, but nobody has true power. Nobody has the true voice. Like, you work in an industry that you are fueling, that you are paying the bills for, but none of you have enough say-so to be able to affect any type of change in the NFL at all. It doesn't matter if you stop coming to work to find somebody to replace you, and there goes your spot. You know what I mean? So
he did
all that he could do in that instance.
Yeah. I also agree with you. I think what Colin Kaepernick did was very bold. And basically, I don't know if he knew this, but it is what it is right now. I mean, he basically lost his career away by doing that, by standing up for change.
Yep.
He was just an advocate for change, and you know, the white people in the NFL did not like that, and they said, you know what, the good old boys, you know, we gonna stay tight, and they really are tight about this one. And you know, Colin Kaepernick's not in my mind. In my mind, Colin Kaepernick should not even worry about being in the NFL. He has done what he needed to do.
Yeah.
He has to now find life outside of it. Be an activist and do other things. But, you know, NFL, they not going to – don't beg to be in the NFL by any means.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Forget it.
Yeah.
We out of there. You out of there. And as far as Jay-Z is concerned, we'll see what happens with this. There's more details to come. He's getting criticized like hell right now, but you know, he is Jay-Z, and it's like, hey, all I gotta do is drop another album and you niggas will forget.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that one. So, you know, we gonna stay tuned. We will have more updates in the future about this. As soon as the deals break, we'll come on.
Yeah,
here
that's
and talk
what I
wanna
see
it.
Is the money. How much money is in this?
A lot.
It's gotta be a lot of money.
A lot of money to be in that position. That's for damn sure. He probably has part ownership of a lot of stuff too. Jay-Z is crafty like that. So let's get on.